Hi there, everyone. Welcome to Perspectives of Change. I'm your host, Sarika Karbanda. At Perspectives of Change, we are dedicated to exploring how to not change forward by understanding and valuing multiple perspectives. Today, we have an amazing guest for you, along with an amazing topic, as usual. Our topic today, we call it Strength Unleashed. And for getting more strength to this topic, we have with us the amazing, amazing Bindi Basan, who joins us back again on this podcast. Hello and welcome, Bindi.
Hi, Saika. I'm super excited to be back on. And I'm sure we're going to have a brilliant conversation like we always do. I'm really looking forward to it.
Awesome. So I think it's best that, I'm always giving people a context of how we know each other from the corporate world. And because I think today's journey of yours is not corporate-ish, but it's your journey moving from the corporate into this whole personal transformation journey in the strength training space that you've landed yourself into and that you're passionate about. I'd love for you to introduce yourself from that context and give us like a backdrop with that introduction. And let's get started.
Yes. So, as you know, I've worked as a leader in the tech industry for a very long time. But I would say that a lot of things that I've actually applied and the things that I've actually done in the corporate world, whether it's creating teams, whether it's delivering business value, etc., has been tremendously impacted by what I do out of work. And what creative channels I've pursued that have really sort of helped me be successful in the corporate world. So I'm always trying to connect the dots and try to see the connections. So I think one of the biggest things that's been absolute game changer has been my strength training journey. So although I haven't competed yet and I keep getting pressure to compete, I do happily say that I am a power lifter and I also do strong woman activities. And I'm sure if the people around me have any say, they will be pushing me into competition. And a lot of it's really because actually I do it because it just makes me feel great. So I'm not necessarily looking for medals as such, even though people around me definitely think that's an avenue that I should be pursuing. But I do happily say that I am a power lifter and I also do strong woman.
Awesome. That sounds super inspiring to me. As you know already, all our conversations have been focused around this. And I've been like waiting to bring you on this podcast with this story of yours. So tell us a little more on, what nudged you in this direction? Of course, you had a passion for this, but how did you realize that trigger or what triggered that passion? Tell us more.
Yeah, so I would say that physical activity or exercise has always been part of life. I was probably introduced to the power of strength when I was doing martial arts, when I was studying. So I was a black belt in Shotokan karate. A lot of the training that we were doing was focused on building strength. And for me in particular, which was really interesting when we used to listen to a sensei, who would say that it is very unlikely that you're going to be attacked by somebody that's weaker than you or smaller than you. So there was a strong focus in being able to effectively take blows so that if it ever happened to you in life, it doesn't come as a shock, right? So we were trained in that way to be able to handle and cope if ever that sort of situation occurred, which meant that I was building a lot of strength through the training that I was doing. I do like to point out that the first rule that they do teach you in martial arts and karate is that you never make the first attack and you do have to have a license to train. It taught me a lot around self-discipline, self-awareness, but the biggest thing that I did learn from it was about strength. And I was picked out by one of the senior senseis who said, you should come to advanced training on a Monday, when I was actually grading for my brown belt, purely based on him watching me fight and the strength that I had built up. So that was probably my first sort of experience of, oh, okay, so this is what it means to be strong. Throughout life then, once I stopped training at martial arts, I took on more of a Probably more of the typical stuff around aerobics, going to the gym. Obviously, dance became a big part of life, so that journey in itself is a big one. But on the strength side, I was doing the regular stuff that people would do and do aerobics training, do Pilates, do go to the gym, and just with a view that keeping physically active. It was a roller coaster, that journey, because obviously as corporate life progressed, and I was traveling a lot with my work, my commitment to the gym varied as well, right? Depending on where I was, what was accessible, what I could do. I've always been one of those people that do actually really enjoy the gym. I could never like run outside. That's just not, it just doesn't fall into my character. There's just something about lifting weight which I love. But I guess I didn't really know, even though I'd done martial arts and I got to know my strength, and I thought, yeah, I'm strong, I can take blows, because that's what we did every week, and my friends would laugh at me saying, you pay to get beat up. But I think, and even when I got to the gym, all right, okay, I can do 10, let's do 20. So I didn't really have any sort of idea. I was just following what I may have just seen what other people do, and like, okay, you do 8 reps of this. But I knew the physical activity was important, so I continued. But for me, the game changer happened when I actually started training at in Plexus Gym in Leeds, in my home city. Back in 2017, I started there. Now, 2017, I was actually also living on a plane, so I would train for 2 or 3 weeks and then fly off for 2 months and then come back. But I did have a good introduction into what is actually strength training, like properly strength training, not just going to the gym and lifting a few dumbbells, which is great. I mean, that's important, and any sort of movement is great. But really taking on strength training with a view that's actually going to have an impact on me physically, and I'm actually going to see progression. So that's where it was probably that's where the game changed.
So I'm just going to pause you a bit there just to understand. Maybe it'll be great for our viewers and listeners also to understand what did strength training, mean to you, or what should it mean to anybody? Tell us a little more on that before we progress more on your journey.
Yes, so strength training, and I'm sure there's some technical explanation for this if you Google it, but from my perspective and what I've learned from the work that I've done in the last few years, is really around lifting some sort of load that causes a stress on the body that then causes the body to adapt to that change, right? So now that could be, and especially now that I do, lifting something really, really heavy and doing one rep. But it could also be lifting something slightly lighter and doing 10, 15 reps. It doesn't matter, as long as at some point in that set it's actually difficult. Because if it's easy, you're not actually doing anything really. You're not actually changing your body or adapting, or you're not going to see growth, and you're not going to get better. So the idea is that you put your body, you actually lift load that puts your body under some sort of stress that then allows it to adapt.
Nice.
And it's progressive, right? So the more and more you do it, the weight that you're working at is probably going to get easier. And then you would increase the load, or maybe you change the variations, or maybe you do something slightly differently to challenge yourself in a different way. And it's a very good stress. I know everybody talks about stress, but in this context, it's the stress that's necessary in order for you to learn how to adapt and for your body to adapt to the change. And it's something that humans, definitely in terms of evolution, would have done all the time in the past, right? As they, especially when we were cavemen and stuff, these are sort of things that we would have constantly evolved and adapted to anyways. Just in our today's life, modern life, it's something we do less of.
So true. Okay, but then going back to your journey from, when you were living in the bag or in a suitcase. So tell us what happened and how did you balance that and what really happened at the Plexus gym that kind of sparked you on this journey?
So I was It's really interesting because I just moved back from Singapore to join a robotics company, and my role was going to be to set up the professional services capability across Asia Pacific. When I moved back, though, when I left Singapore, moved back to the UK for just a short period to get training and get upskilled, I wanted to focus on getting back into the gym, but actually having a trainer as well. So at the time, my physio, I remember asking him one day, do you have any recommendations and do you know any trainers that you can recommend? And at that point, he recommended Ian, who owns Implexus Gym, and recommended that I speak to Ian for my training. Actually, he's a strength and conditioning coach. So that's how I was introduced. And the reason why I was introduced to Ian is my physio at the time had worked with Ian, because Ian is an ex-elite athlete. He's an ex-rugby player. So they'd worked together previously. So that's how I got introduced. Now, I have had personal trainers prior to that. You find them quite often in gyms, or you find them, I know in Singapore I'd had them as well. I think what happened when I joined Implexus, though, because that actual gym is a strongman gym and a powerlifting gym, so you have a lot of athletes coming in and out, but you also have the everyday person in the public coming in and out. So it not only elevated what I was exposed to, but it also meant that the knowledge that I had gained in the past from all the gyms that I'd been to or the trainers I'd worked with just shot up like doubled, triple fold, because all of a sudden now I was exposed to people who were actually elite athletes in the industry, and that completely changed my perspective, and also it gave me the opportunity to do things that I'd never done before, like deadlifting or lifting sandbags or tire flips, the York walk or farmer's walk, all this stuff that I'd never done, and it's never accessible in a normal gym. They tend to be in these very boutique private gyms that are very much focused on that industry. So that's how that's when the game really changed, because it was like, oh my God, I didn't even know that you could do this. Or, and I always also assumed that this was just accessible to the really, really, really strong people that you see on TV, right? So how was I ever going to do it? And I could possibly do it. So just that introduction. And it's really interesting, isn't it? Because you think about where I am today. And I think, if I circle back, if I didn't make that decision to ask my physio, then everything else wouldn't have happened, right? So it always leads back to a decision or an event that happened that then just triggered or changed the trajectory of what you were doing, whatever you're doing, whether that's work, whether it's personal life. And this journey has been rewarding in so many different ways. I'm so glad that I took the opportunity that day to ask my physio, do you know any trainers that I could work with?
Nice, really nice. Okay, I think I'm with you on this journey already, and I can see this. I think you've been the visual person all the time, and as am I. And I'm like, okay, I can visualize Bindi on this journey. So my next piece is, you got a coach, and I think you and I definitely align, Bindi, on having a coach is such a blessing. I think if you get the right coach for yourself, and to be honest, I've been seeing you post a lot of stuff on LinkedIn around, having a coach, not a coach, or, and the benefits that you've been getting on this strength journey, of strength training journey of yours, having a coach. So tell us a little bit about your coach and, how his contribution to your journey shaped your overall journey. I think that'll be lovely for us to understand.
Yes. So I'm a big advocate for coaches. I think everybody should have one in whatever field that you want to grow in. I mean, I also have a leadership coach, so I definitely am experiencing a lot of value and breakthroughs on multiple levels. Ian, when I was introduced to Ian, so Ian is an ex-elite athlete. Well, actually, he's still an elite athlete, but he's an ex-rugby player. So he used to play for Leeds Rhinos, championship player. So has all experience, and just think a mindset. And having access to a sports personality like that, that has played professionally and has been on that journey of winning championships and playing with some of the best players in the industry. So not only do I have access to the fact that he's an ex-sports personality, but also he's got that sports mindset. I also have access to all the learnings that he's got in terms of the strongman journey as well. So he's a strongman competitor and winner. He won three competitions last year, actually, so he's up there as well. So I have access to that. He's also studied sports science and knows a lot about body physics as well. So the biggest thing that I find, and I often say this to people, like, look at Roger Federer, right? He wasn't going to win all of these Grand Slams and all these amazing tennis tournaments without a coach, right? So, it's not, people have this thing about you go see a coach when you've got a problem, but actually, when you're performing. So when I before I met Ian, I know I said it was a game changer, but I was training, so it wasn't like. But what he was able to do was a lot teach me and shift my I'm doing okay to high performance, right? And to outperform and to really take it to the next level. That's what he was able to do. So, completely, I mean, he's been a game changer in my life on multiple levels. It's not just the knowledge he brings during my sessions of training, but the whole introduction to strength training, showing me what's possible that I didn't even know what was possible. But also, every session, every week, I have access to all the intellect in his brain and his mindset. So I walk out the gym physically, obviously feeling great, but cognitively stimulated every time. So I think for me, that's been one of the biggest impacts on this journey. And I, like I said, I met him in 2017, but over the last 2 years, because I've been based back in the UK, I've been consistent with Ian, so I've been training with him every week. So, and it's really nice to look back at what I was able to achieve back in, like, I don't know, 2019, 2020, what I was lifting and what I can actually lift now. That whole journey's been amazing to sort of see what's possible. Because, when I first met him, I wouldn't have ever even dreamed of doing what I can do now. But it's just been amazing. But I was just like, so I mean, and it's not just about tapping into his intellect around the sports science stuff as well. Because of the way that his brain works, even if I listen to a business podcast and I'll go to him and say, "I listened to this today. What do you think?" And he'll always have a different perspective on it because you'll see nuances that I haven't seen. So it's not just about talking. The conversation isn't just about training. The conversation is about absolutely everything under the sun, right? I mean, the other week we were talking about time travel. So there's like it's just amazing. I think the other thing that what is really nice about the gym that I train in, because it's a community of powerlifters and strongmen, and also the general public that attend, it's a very inclusive community. It's a very welcoming community. Everybody wants to help everybody, so people don't care about what level you're at. Are you a professional powerlifter that's competing, or whether you're just the average Joe from the street that just wants to, give a shot at strength training? It's just amazing that the p willingness that people have to help each other, which I don't think you get in the commercial gyms, whereas everybody's it's very clinical and nobody's really talking to anybody. And it's probably quite an obvious split of who's on cardio and who's in the strength section. So you don't get that. But also the age group, it's not, it's so varied. I mean, some of the people that I see training in the gym are, a lot older. And it's so nice to see people in their 60s and 70s coming into a strongman gym and lifting. And it's just like, oh, the importance of strength training is just like so. It's just like, I would really want to convince people that it's so important to do it. Yeah, sometimes I just think, just wish everybody was doing it. It's one of those things that as people progress and get older, even if they were lifting, they'll probably think, right, okay, I better stop lifting now and let me just go for a casual walk in the park. Oh my God, strength training is it becomes so much more important the older you get because the importance of retaining, building and maintaining muscle, just to do basic stuff like lift your shopping, sit on a chair, pick something up. You need muscle for that. And I think that's there's almost a fear of you can't do strength training the older you get. So for me, it's really nice when I see people in the gym, you know, whether you are 20 or, you know, 20, 21, or whether you are 60, 70 year old doing it. It's just so amazing to see that. But I think, yeah, I just love that whole inclusive community. And also there's something about, you know, when you just step into the gym and open the door, there's just this feeling of people that are going there to make a change. There's this feeling of accomplishment. There's this feeling of we're on a mission. This feeling of I really want to do something to change. And this is probably going to be hard, but I'm going to give it a shot. And that is a feeling, right? It's not something that's visible and it's not something that's written anywhere, but it's something you feel in the presence of other people that you're interacting with, because everybody's there to make a change. Everybody's going because they want to improve in some way, and doesn't matter what level you're at. And I love that feeling. I love being in that environment where everybody's on their own journeys, of course, because they're all from different walks of life, but they're all there. I don't know if I can say a shared purpose necessarily, but everybody's there with a purpose. And that feeling I absolutely love, because there's this whole sort of cheerleading going on. There's this whole sort of support going on, because everybody wants to see everybody win. And I think that side of training in a gym or an institute like that is probably underrated, because it is a true human connected feeling that I don't think you can get in many other places. And I feel like that's probably one of the biggest strengths as well of being in that, you know, when you've just had one of those days where you think maybe you're feeling a bit low, or maybe you're not really sort of energized, and you're going into a place like that, and the whole space and the whole environment and the whole energy is all driven to achieve or drive a purpose or make a change or make a difference. And even if that's helping somebody spot on the bar, or you trying a different weight, or just meeting up with your friends, or having a great conversation with somebody about lifting or something, or maybe how their day's gone. And I think those aspects make such a huge difference.
Awesome. I have been enjoying the whole sparked feeling that you have right now while talking about your journey. It is so amazing to see that glow and spark in you. And that drives me to one typical question, I think, that you and I probably will not have that in our head. But I know, especially when I was talking about your story with a friend of mine, and she was like, well, Bindi's been, you know, a corporate woman. So, you know, Isn't it unnatural for like a woman, and that to a corporate woman, to move from there into something like, you know, powerlifting? It's, you know, what's been your experience given this stereotype that people might have? I'm curious.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, if I say to people I powerlift, the natural reaction is, oh my God, do you? What? Really? Because it's not, well, I don't think it's necessarily just a corporate thing. I think generally women don't lift heavy. And I think that's quite interesting, just the perception. But for me, I think the importance, and the thing that I said before as well, the things that it's taught me that I've then applied in my life, the life lessons that you learn, has just been incredible. So I've absolutely loved it. And people, the things that people don't see, they'll see like, all right, okay, so she lifted that weight. Great, she went to the gym. Right, it's almost like she ticked a box, right? But what people don't see, and I think leaders need to see this, especially if you come across youngsters that are doing this, or people that are really sort of embarking on their journey. I'm not able to lift 180 kg on a deadlift just by turning up to one session, right?
Right.
The thing that's going to this gym and being able to achieve what I've achieved is taught me the power of consistency, the power of turning up and showing up, even when you don't feel like it. And you'll have those days where you can't lift and it's just suddenly feels really heavy this week and it didn't feel heavy last week. There's days where you just think, oh, I'm just so tired, I've got no energy. And then there's days or weeks where like your progress just shoots up, right? But the biggest thing that it teaches you is that success is just never overnight. And there's no lying, right? You can't have a shortcut, and you can't like say, I can't say, Ian, you do it for me and I'll see the results in me. It's just not going to happen, right? You have to put in the work to get the results. So that's the biggest thing that I think it has actually taught me. And I think that one of the things that I would say to leaders out there that are meeting people that have been on a journey like this and, you know, are competing or possibly achieve something, the thing that it demonstrates to me is dedication, commitment, and showing up. Because these things are hard. It's really hard, especially for people that are really young as well that are going on this journey. Because, you know, if you can't do something one week that you could do last week, you know, it can get frustrating and it can get annoying. But that whole resilience, that whole energy to keep going, if they can demonstrate that in something that they're doing in their personal life, my view is just think what they'll be able to do in their corporate life, right? Because you the skills that you were learning without even realizing you're learning or acquiring will be applied in your corporate world as well. So I think for me, it's that journey's just been amazing, and it's taught me so much more than just how to lift heavy iron from the floor.
Love that. I think on that note, maybe I do want to ask you, so how much have you lifted the last time you were at the gym? Or what's the last score that you remember?
My personal best in deadlift, which I did in December last year, is 180 kgs.
Woo!
So nice. If I look back at in January 2020, my personal best was 115. So you could see the time it takes. But obviously, I know we had COVID in there and I was traveling. But in order to even achieve high numbers, it's consistency that you have to keep doing. I was never going to hit 180 walking into the gym on the first day. Never. Sure. Right. So, but that journey has been really nice to see what I could lift and what I can lift now in the deadlifts. So that's probably my favorite lift. It's probably the hardest as well, but that's probably been my most rewarding, being able to achieve that. And I'm hoping, let's see, that this year I am able to hit 200 by the end of the year.
I am sure with your dedication and this sparked passion, I'm sure you'll do much more than that. Who knows, right? You will tell us soon. I'm curious now, because obviously this journey is not going to be without all those troughs that you get on the journey. You already mentioned quite a few things, right? Even showing up, being consistent, so many challenges that come on the way. Tell us something more on your challenges personally. What did you feel? What were you challenged with? How did you overcome them? And maybe also, how did your coach help you overcome some of those challenges, right? Maybe they're mixed bundles. So tell us.
Yeah, so I guess one of the biggest ones probably, and it's a lot more openly spoken about in today's sort of society and probably wasn't years ago, is really around the female cycle and how our energy can fluctuate throughout the month. My conversations with Ian are really sort of open and honest from that perspective. So he's aware of what's happening and how my hormonal changes might be impacting my ability to lift a particular week. What Ian's really good at, which I think all coaches are very good at, is basically assess the situation before I then proceed. So every time I go in, the first thing he's asking me is, how are you feeling? What have you been doing? Because I do other physical activity as well, which could impact this. And it, you know, the lack of sleep or maybe exhaustion if I've done two dance classes back to back and then going, he's probably not going to make me lift heavy deadlifts. You know, we might do log press, or we may do, you know, chest press or whatever, might switch it up, right? Or maybe do some more explosive training. So a lot more sort of working on the bounce and speed and stuff. So he'll vary the session, but he'll always ask me how I'm feeling. So he adapts the session. I also track my activity. So we even may even choose to look at what my, which zones my heart rate was in the previous activity. So make sure that when I am training, we're kicking off the right energy systems, and we're not going to, because certain things will take longer for recovery. So I have to be careful about what I actually do in the gym to make sure that my performance stays at a certain level. The other thing that happens is that once you've hit a certain I guess, a certain point, it's possible that your performance can stagnate. And then it's about how do you, and what Ian's doing right now is like, in order to be able to get those small tweaks and those improvements in slight techniques to push past it. So, you know, that I haven't plateaued, right? Okay, so if we've hit 180, now to get 185, we may need to work on this technique a little bit more. So then you'll add variations in so to allow me to do that. I guess some of the other challenges, I guess how you feel as you're coming into the gym will definitely impact it. So if I've had I know in the past, if I had a stressful week at work or if I was stressed out, it definitely impacted my performance in the gym, because it's interesting how other things can impact. So having an awareness of that, which is probably why it's important for Ian to sort of check in with me to sort of determine what, you know, I'll often say, I would say stuff like, oh, I had a really frustrating morning, whatever, I want to lift some heavy stuff now, just give me some heavy stuff. And he'd be like, no, we're not doing that. Because he'll already know that something like that would just going to trigger something. I'm probably going to end up like making myself ill or something. So, you know, he'll adjust the session based on that. But I think those are probably some of the key challenges, you know, hitting plateaus and then learning how to outperform, recognizing that your energy will change throughout every week. It'll be different because there's so many different impacts. It's not just hormonal, it's probably what's going on in life and everything. And also, if I've had a break, for example, like when I was traveling and I would go off and then come back, you know, I can't just sort of, right, okay, let's pick up where I left. It's not going to happen, right? Because in a period of, I will lose speed in a period of 7 days, and I'll probably lose strength in a period of 4 weeks. So it's about building it back up again, especially if I wasn't training whilst I was away, or definitely not to the intensity that I would have been doing when I was in the UK. So those are probably some of the challenges to think about, really, in terms of approaching this. And there might be certain things that I just can't do, like you know, or maybe, you know, sometimes when you get, I'm also one of those people that, because I'm a fast learner, if I learn a new exercise or activity, then I want to be able to do it really quickly. I want to be able to like master it, like, okay, like I've done, right, okay, let's, this is what we're doing, yeah, okay, like let me do 2 reps and that's it, I'm a master. And quite often I come across stuff and I'll try it and then realize that, oh god, I can't even do this. And it's usually technique, not necessarily strength, because I've got the strength, so I can sort of sometimes compromise, not, or improvise, sorry, but it's usually technique, right? And then it's like, oh right, okay, so it just sort of resets you and grounds you and thinks, right,
yeah,
you have to learn this properly now, Bindi, because you can't just rely on your strength. Oh, I could lift that, I'll lift this, whatever. So that's really funny, actually, because it sort of resets me. One of the other things that I struggled with, and I think a lot of people struggle with this in life, is that when you do achieve something, it's just soaking in that moment and just like taking a breather and just think, oh my God, did I just do that? Mm. And I remember when I first hit 175, actually, and I sort of, on my deadlift, I won 175 kgs, and I was like, oh yeah, cool, right, fist pump, whatever. And then I was like, and I was ready for, what am I doing next? And my coach sort of said, can you just take a breather and just soak in what you've just lifted and what you've just achieved? Because it's almost like, right, well, I've done that, right, what's next? Done that, what's next? Sometimes we just have to pause and appreciate how far you've got and what you've achieved before rushing for the next thing. I feel like sometimes, I know people say it's always about the journey and it's not necessarily a destination, but even when you get to the destination, you do want to soak in some of the destination before you start the journey again. And I think that's probably where I'm coming from.
Beautiful, really nice. Love that. Okay, and then that forces me to ask you a question, which is more like, obviously, there's been so much of your personal transformation with all of this that you've been doing, right? What's one personal piece of transformation that you acknowledge and appreciate in you and something that you can share with us?
I think the biggest thing that it's taught me personally is the power of strength, right? I think that's really important, because what I'm noticing and more evidently now, is that all the effort and work that I've put into the strength training is having a huge impact in other things I'm doing. So my dance, my techniques, my delivery, my performances are just accelerating as well. So that has had an impact, because the strength training is also, I always say, I don't just train for my body, I train for my brain. You know, the whole adrenaline rush, the dopamine hits, the whole cognitive stimulation, the whole, all the chemical stuff that's happening. I'm sure, you know, the experts in the field will be able to explain the whole benefits of physical activity and strength training on so many different aspects of your life and body and brain and everything. It's definitely the brain, because I do feel, and I probably can't really quantify it, and I can't probably really say exactly in terms of measurements, but I definitely feel it has truly impacted my ability in terms of to think creatively, and the productivity, and just the creative boost and energy boost that I get from this, which is definitely coming from the training, but also the physical aspects that then impact in my ability to sort of just accelerate in my dance capabilities as well. So there's probably so many different benefits that it's having that I'm not even realizing, but I'm seeing them transform in other parts of life. And I just love this. It makes me so happy. So that's probably the biggest transformation. It's like, you know, when you just have something, it just makes you so happy, like so happy. Like I used to say to people, I do not need a reminder in my calendar to go to the gym or do strength training or dancing. I don't need my watch to tell me now it's time to go to gym. I'm already there 10 minutes early because I just love it. I just love everything about it. It makes me so happy. And I just love the feeling of being there, and the feeling of even when I leave, what it leaves me with. And I think the other thing that it's actually bought is, A, I've got access to so many different people now, but that human connection, which I don't think you can't underestimate, right? Just the power of connection, which from all different people, from all different walks of life, and the things I learn from them, they're all doing different things. And like, I would never be picking them up from other sort of avenues, and these people are like, right, okay, well, I'm also a graphic designer, but I'm also lifting some heavy iron in the gym, whatever. So, you know, those sort of things that you have exposure to, which is just so powerful. And also then it becomes a great topic for conversation for people that are also doing it, so that was, there's always a common connection there. But I think it's definitely been transformative for me. It's been a total game changer on so many different levels. But I think my message to anybody out there is that just don't underestimate the power of strength training and the importance of strength training in your lives. And it doesn't matter if you start off small. Everybody starts off somewhere. I wasn't lifting what I'm lifting now when I first walked into the gym. And you don't even need to get to that stage, you know. Not everybody wants or has that aspiration, but just doing some form of strength training that's helping you build and maintain your muscles that allow you to perform everyday activities is just critical for health. So I think for people's well-being, it would be something that I would definitely recommend that people consider if they're not already doing so.
Awesome. That was going to be my last question, which you responded to even without me asking it. So thank you so much, Bindi. That was awesome. And I'm sure that's like, it's a key learning nugget, right? For people to just take away and start your journey right now. You know, strength training is so super key. And I think we've heard so much of that. And I think you said so many times, you know, about the happiness. I think this is all in your DNA right now. You're sparking and glowing with the happiness of, you know, even wanting to do this or having been there, done that, and still wanting more. So it's really amazing.
Thank you. I also think there's an element of Punjabi heritage as well. I think I know I probably sound a little bit biased, but I definitely think that Northern Indian heritage definitely oozes strength and power. So you're right. It's probably magnified in my DNA, but I'm sure it's probably passed down in DNA and in energy from people like my grandfather or my nana, who was extremely strong. So yes, I'm also going to give credit to DNA and genetics as well. But But yeah, I mean, you never know what's possible until you actually give it a shot, right?
Totally, totally, totally with you there. Awesome. But this has been such a pleasure. I definitely know we've crossed all bounds of time, but it was such a pleasure talking to you. And I didn't realize how much time. I still don't know. We'll know just a bit later. But this has been amazing. Thank you so much, Bindi, for sharing this awesome personal journey with our viewers and listeners. And I'm sure we'll get you on yet another journey. On another target that you will reach, or maybe, who knows, some other journey. And for all our listeners and viewers, if you haven't yet subscribed to our channel, please do so. And I'm sure you are going to love this video with Bindi on strength. What do we call it? Strength Unleashed, right? Yeah. So I'm sure you're going to love this video, the Strength Unleashed with Bindi Basan. Do remember to like this video and subscribe to the channel. Thank you all for watching and listening. And thank you again, Bindi, for being with us on the show.
Thank you.